Welcome to the 18th Sunday after Pentecost worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. This is Pastor Olena, October 1st, 2023. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the
Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, and verse 25 through 32. Our epistle reading is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and verse 14 through 18. Our gospel reading is taken from the book of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 23 through 32. Let us pray. Almighty God, you exalted your Son to the place of honor and authority. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit that we confess Jesus as Lord. We may be all led into all truth through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Newborn life and spirit, give me
The devotion for this morning is brought to us by Pastor Robert Stoneman.
A blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lessons for Pentecost in the readings of Paul's letter to the Philippians. We begin with prayer. O Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for revealing yourself to us through your word, as it is written by the Apostle Paul. Strengthen our faith and increase our love as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're beginning a short series of readings from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Here's some background about Paul and the Philippians. On Paul's first two missionary journeys, he had been spending time in Asia Minor, the country of Turkey on today's maps. On the second journey, Paul had a dream in which a Macedonian, that is somebody from Greece, told Paul to come and help them. Paul told Luke, his traveling companion, that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. With no hesitation, they made their journey into Europe and the area of Macedonia. Since Paul liked to start new missions in large and important cities, it was natural that they should go first to Philippi. Philippi was a city with retired Roman soldiers and a crossroads for the Roman Empire. It was here that Paul met Lydia, a businesswoman, who invited Paul and his companions to stay at her place. After some time, owners of a demon-possessed woman, who was healed by Christ through Paul, had Paul and Silas thrown into prison. As in other troubled times, Paul found joy in suffering for Christ, and so he and Silas sang songs praising God. God freed them with an earthquake, and the jailer took them into his house. As a result of Paul's telling them the gospel, the jailer and his family were brought to faith and were baptized. It was because of these joyful events in Philippi and the support Paul received from that young church, Paul found special joy with the Philippians. Paul's letter to the Christians in Philippi is known as the letter of joy. It's interesting that joy is a key factor in this letter, because it was written while Paul was in prison in Rome, waiting for his hearing before Caesar. Some might find such an experience as despairing, but Paul finds joy in this experience because of the opportunities he has to speak the gospel to groups and individuals he might not have had otherwise. In the first part of our reading today from Philippians 1, Paul expresses joy, though he may be facing death. He seems confident, however, that he won't die now, because God has things for him to do yet before he dies. In fact, he seems to indicate he might be able to come back to the Philippians and see them. This is all in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14 and 19 to 30. Among these verses, in your Bible, sometime, be sure to make special reference to joy and rejoicing in verse 19 and 25. Not only is joy something Paul is experiencing in his life as he serves the Lord proclaiming the gospel, but joy is what Paul hopes the Philippians are experiencing in their everyday lives serving God. Paul is concerned about them because they are having people oppose him, so he encourages them to be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that they stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and that they are not frightened by their opponents. In fact, they should expect suffering to be part of having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for them. Suffering is a grace and privilege, as the first disciples learned, being opposed by the Jews in so many times and places. Dr. Robert Horber, in his commentary on Philippians, says this: Christian suffering, as well as faith, is a blessing. The Christian life is to be a not only, but also proposition, not only believing, but also suffering. And Dr. Martin Fransman, in his commentary, adds this comment: Paul can speak credibly on suffering, for he speaks from experience. In the second part of the reading, please listen for three references to joy as we read chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 and 14 to 18. Paul writes, "So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." And then we continue reading in verse 14. "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I may to be poured out as a libation upon the sacrificial offering of your faith. I'm glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." That's the reading. After starting a congregation, Paul was always concerned that they would continue with Christ in their faith and life. After Paul left Philippi, he would like to have visited the Philippians again so that he could encourage them to live their Christian life, but he couldn't return because of his imprisonment. So he points them directly to Christ for encouragement. By faith, the Christian lives in Christ, as Paul says in verse 1. It is to be an intimate, personal relationship with Christ as their Savior. From this relationship flow all the particular benefits and fruits of salvation, like encouragement. And also, the Christian is to receive comfort from God's love, the comforting knowledge and assurance that come from God's love in Christ, demonstrated especially in Christ's death for the forgiveness of our sins and for eternal life. In our first reading, Paul put it this way: to live is Christ. Christ was the source and secret of Paul's continual joy, even in prison, for Paul's life found all its meaning in Christ. Verse 23 in our second reading specifies that the gain brought by death is being with Christ, so that here Paul is saying that his ultimate concern and most precious possession, both now and forever, is Christ and his relationship to him. That relationship is lived out every day by a Christian. Unbelieving people around Christians should notice that in the way they live, that way being different than others in society who don't believe. They are to shine as lights in the world, even as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 in the Beatitudes. We are to be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Paul encourages the Philippians then to be like that because they have, as Paul says, incentive of love and participation in the Spirit. And as such, participating in the Spirit, they should practice affection and sympathy. With these endowments, they're able to count others better than themselves and look not only to their own interests, but also to the interests of others, and do all things without grumbling or questioning. At the same time, Christians must be constantly on guard against those things that ruin a Christian life, things like selfishness or conceit. These are dangerous because they can draw a Christian away from the life of love demonstrated and commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ. For that is what Jesus said on the night of his betrayal. And this is from John chapter 13. "It is important that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Notice how many times he says that phrase, love one another. I think we can sum up these first two chapters of Philippians this way. As surely as Christ encourages you in your suffering for his sake, As surely as the love of God impels you, as surely as you participate in the creative and life-giving power of the Spirit, in short, as surely as God's love and compassion are a reality in your lives, have the same love and be in full accord with one another, loving one another, we pray. O Holy Spirit, who has sanctified and kept us in the one true faith as members of the Holy Christian Church, help us so that we can live out our Christian faith and can work together to carry out your will. Help us live with love and understanding of one another, and let us do so with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Hearts with joy and peace. Let us see.